We plew in grass out to improve a field, and like I won't develop the turn out.
Well, I see.
You see.
What are you busy with just now?
Seed time.
Well, it's a bit late, isn't it?
No. See, it's soon enough. There's been a lot of snow, yeah? We've been digging the snow forever.
We had a bad winter.
Very bad.
Aye. What's things been like?
Well, we've been boxed up with snow here. Yeah? We've had the lead snow at yard here to get in, sort of get in here.
Aye. When about was that?
We couldn't have gotten in the chip and if we hadn't had to dig snow about 3 or 4 mornings.
Aye. And how do you...
We couldn't get deers up to get muck out and that beast that cows out did water. Bad, yeah.
Is it the worst winter you can think of?
Well, there was a winter before, but it was a queer then, like, but it was worse this, I think, than for frost and everything.
Well, I thought there'd be nothing as bad as 47.
Oh, I think this year was worse than 47. Mm-hmm.
Do you do much
pluing? We plew in now, grass. Oh, I do. It all depends how land guns. For Dean, if it's rough, we have to go over it a few times. If it isn't, well, we can get it sawn, you see. Get it rolled down and walk out, and then we're all right. But if we had to go back to saw small sides, that's for grass again, another year, well, we have to go on to it again, you see.
And hey, Tom, how do you go on for hey? Is it very different to what it was when you started work?
Aye, different altogether. They get it a bit sharper now.
Aye.
Aye.
What was it like in the old days,
where we used to go into the field and swell it about forever till all guts was out on it, and then there was nought left, you know. And then when we come to lead, we were playing about. No, then they come with tractors, and they sweeped up its stack and swell it on, whether it's wet or dry, and there you are. Different job altogether now. And in a few years to come, they'll go into the field and they'll cut it down with cutter. They'll go in with an aeroplane and they'll swing up drawers and if it and flee out edge and they'll just be about 1 minute stuck. To get it put on, and if it isn't dry, he'll flay around with it till it is, and he'll pull the band, and it'll drop down on its stack, and if that misses it, there'll be another fella to chuck it on, and it'll be done in no time.
Well, that's one way of prophesying, anyway.
And it'll come in your time.
Aye.
I don't know whether it'll come in mine or not, it might. Aye. Mown many a time, mown many an acre, I have.
Have you?
Mm.
And what would you do in a day then?
Well, I don't know, I was glad. I had to carry beer to them sometimes, but I had to have a mow and all. And they would give me a wet. Mm. You won't know what a wet is? No, it isn't. Eh?
No, what's it? With your side?
Aye, that's a wet. Sharp, a sharp. We would call it a sharp.
Yes.
Aye, well, we call it a wet.
Aye. What did you do that with?
I had to follow in behind t'others and mow down. Mm-hmm. They catched me, be I got mowed down, and then they started in the front again. I had to mow down once to them twice.
Mm-hmm. I see.
We used to start at farm. Get our horses in and go to cut grass. Afore it soon got up, so our horses didn't sweat. Then we maybe had to louse out because we had a field ready to lead and such like as that. Nowadays they start at 7. I've had my breakfast at field many a time. And gotten 2 acre cut with breakfast time come.